Simen Orchaim Simen Kofnan Aleph Dine Kedusha Beit Aknesis and Beit Amedrish Beit Roshan. Says Mechaber. Batek Nisius Batek Midrash Is Ein Noigim Mem Talat Reish Kegoin Tzchoik Vihitul Vesichu Batelo Vein Oichlin Mishreisim Mem Lemitkashnim Mem Lemitalem Mem Lerichas Vem Mecham Vepnei Acham Vepnei Acham Vepnei Acham Vitalmidei Chachom Vitalmideihem Mutorim Lech Vlishtes Vem Midoichak Medayik Tamidei Chachom Vitalmideihem. Even if the person doesn't have a gather Vitalmid Chachom Bizmaneinu, right? Nevertheless, Talmidim, those that are the prepared Zayin Talmud Chacham, you're trying. V'yesham in the Beit Hamedrash afilu shaloi midoich hakshori, that's Shita Saran, v'in machash v'mechashboinois, elam heim nishal mitzvah, v'in kubet shal stokov, v'in mitzvurin, v'in masbidim elam kenya hefz v'lega alechum v'gdei le'ir. And the Mechaber continues. And if you want to call somebody, he says, ein l'kon... So we saw the sugya in Megillah, Chav Chesem and Beis, Chav Tetzim and Aleph. The Chazal Darshan asked, where's the Makar for Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? Vahi lehem lemikdash ma'at, Amr Yitzchak, Eilu Batik Nisiyus, Abatim Yidrashis. Mikdash ma'at, and we know that it says in the Torah, Kedosh HaTirol. Now, Lachor the Pasha says, since the pasuk of Ilem Mikdash Ma'at is Enach Melo, at the most it would only be the Rit Kabbalah, it wouldn't be a Daraisa. The Prima Godim Nemzon is only Dinder Rabbanan. It's first that way in the Ran that it's only Dinder Rabbanan. And Lachor, that's the Pashas, because how else would we be able to matter it for Talmid Chacham, like the Mechaber says, the Talmid Chacham, the Talmidei Mutarim Lech Avolishlis Behem. Why would it be Mutar Lachor if it's a Daraisa? Or Talmid Chacham are not mitzvah on the Daraisa. Mashengin, if you hold the Derabbanan, so then Chazal, Heimamru, they're Magdir, exactly where's the Isser, and they matter Talmid Chacham and Talmidim, and all the other Tzrachim that they mattered us as well. However, they bring down that the Reim in the mitzvah of the Yereisim Elikechel, he says as follows: Tziva Bikarnis Adam Lemikdash, Rebbeta Knesset, Rebbeta Medjish, Shinik Behem Murra Vikibun. And he continues, and he says, "Va'amura mahu einam afurish b'mikro." Opir shulchacham koladim lefi saras lefi chaim kedusha asay. He says that in a chalami lechayr pashtes is v'yoreisim elikecho. Chelik of the mitzvah tough test of v'yoreisim elikecho is mura mikdash, and mikdash is mikdash beit hamikdash. Mikdash is mikdash ma'at, which refers to batei knesses batei midrashet. And mameila hagam that in a chalami doesn't say afurish in the Torah what is nichlal in kibud u'mura. Nosnu hachasav lechachamim to be mefarish what is nichlal in the Meirah Mikdash, the same way that we find benegia to the malachas that are utter in Chol HaMoed, that even though it's pashtus they're not mefurish in the Torah b'chlal, and nevertheless nosnu hachasav lechachamim can't say it's a din deraisa. So over here, the ikur din of kedushas beis hakneses din deraisa. Aye, we have hagbolas and we have different dinim. When do we say what's utter and what's not? Nosnu hachasav lechachamim. L'chur, the svara of nosnu hachasav lechachamim would tell you that even though for one person it's going to be utter to eat and drink in the Beis HaKnesses, for a Talmud Chacham, Masar Nekaz L'Chachamim, that as the Bittul Torah that would be involved with them leaving, that's not considered a Zilzum for them to eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Fakert, that's Marbe, the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Memeila, Masar Nekaz L'Chachamim, to be Magdil, on the right Tzadik level, you could be Mechalik between the two. That's the Chur, what you'd have to say if it's in the right. However, I did see, from Rishon Zalman in Mincha Shleima, that he says that even the Fidaman Oman that holds the Raisa, that's only been given to the Isser Netitza and the Isser of Kalas Reish Mamish. But Achil Vashtiyah, which is not Kalas Reish Mamish, that according to everybody is only Asim Darabanan. And Remelo, when it comes to the Midat Chacham, you could be Magda that. Because you don't have to come on and say a Chiddush, that really it's Asim Daraisa to eat and drink, but nevertheless, Masan Akaz Chacham to be Magda for Tamil Chacham, it's not Nichol and Isser Daraisa. Shlomo Zalman was naming on that even the Fidaman Oman that holds his Daraisa, that's only been given to Isser Netitza, that means breaking down some part of the Beis HaMedrash, which interestingly enough, it's mentioned over here in the Beis Yosef, Daki Moshe, but it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, it's only later on in Kufnun Beis, and the Kufnun Beis, as far as the Tzayin. And, but when you get to other things that are not Kalas Reish Mamish, in a Hanami, that's Midorban al-Kuli Alma, Melechiv Ashtiyah, like Mishabura says, Mishabura, in the Bir Alacha, long Bir Alacha at the end, he's Magdir, he says that Kalas Reish is really three Gdorim of Yishtamshius in the Beis HaKnesses. One which is not Kalas Reish B'chlal, one which is totally Kalas Reish, Zriya Ukedeme, Tzchoik V'Hitu, and one which is Kalas Reish B'Mikta, as he calls it, which is Achil V'Shtiyah. Chil v'shtiyah is not mamash kalas reish. That wouldn't be asur midaraisa. It's not considered a zilzul. However, it'd be asur midaraban. Even the tefillah madam midaraisa would only be asur midaraban. It seems like this is a chiddush diraim. Most of the paiskim, it seems, go that it's in economy only asur midaraban. Now, does this din apply also to a ezus nashim or not? So that's also machlekes achrenim. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, in Emzon, he says, Zichr, it has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. If that's where the woman daven, so then it's no different than a regular Beis HaKnesses. And Memeila, it has regular Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Beis Shlomo, and many other of the Achrenim, they name on that, you're right that they daven there, but since it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as a regular Shul, for example, there's no Kriyas HaTera there, there's no Bima there, there's no Arna Kedush there. Memeila, you don't have the Minyan there. You have the Aniyah, you have the Aniyah of Yemei Yeshmei Rabba, but you don't have the Minyan there, and you don't have the Kriyas HaTera there of a Chulu, therefore it doesn't have, it has Kedusha, but the Kedusha is not on the Darga of the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. What would be the Nafkamina? Common Nafkaminas, the most basic Nafkamina would be whether or not you let us switch a Shul to become an Ezes Nashim, and an Ezes Nashim to become a Shul. So if, we know, Ma'alam HaKadosh Lema Reidin, Memelo, if an Ezes Nashim is not as Kodesh as the Beis HaKnesses, you'd be allowed to switch an Ezes Nashim to Beis HaKnesses, but you're not be allowed to switch a basic Knesset to Ezes Nashim. This comes up very often when a shul is in the midst of building, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. They build half the shul, then they wait till they make the rest of their money. Then they build the second half of the shul. At the beginning, they have one chelik of the shul is a basic Knesset. In the back, they make it to Ezes Nashim. And afterwards, they switch the whole thing. They make the regular rest of the shul, and they make a proper Ezes Nashim. And what was the Ezes Nashim before then turns into the shul Ukedemim. That's fine. If you want to go switch into Ezes Nashim, that lachar would be problematic. The Chochmas Adam, he goes even further and he says that it doesn't have any Shum Kedusha B'chlal. Ezes Nashim does not have Shum Kedusha and doesn't have the regular din of Beis HaKnesses. Now lachar, the whole nidin is only in a case where they're not also making minyanim in the Ezes Nashim. But if they use the Ezes Nashim as a bayis sheni and they use it to make minyanim there, and they lay there and have minyanim there, then lachar, in Echnami Pashtus, then it has a regular dinner of a basic Knesset. Hagam, that very often they don't have Aron Kodesh there. So you could say that there is a chilek l'maisa, and it seems that the Paisim do go like that, that maybe Lav Dafka doesn't have all the dinim. For the most part, most of the Paisim go, the Shevet Levi and other Paiskis Meinenu, they say that Rav of the Achrenim Nemon, that it's the middle Dargo. It's not that it's Mamash a basic Knesset, it's not that it doesn't have any Kedusha. It has Kedusha, but lesser than a basic Knesset. Since Eliezer says you'll be able to make a kapandria through it, you'll have to make a shortcut through it as a Nashim. Maybe bear it in mind as we get to our Shailab and get to passing through the Ezes Nashim and the main base medrash to go to the Eretz Yisrael. One of the common questions that's asked. We'll have to see. It's not a regular Ezes Nashim, it's also a base medrash. We'll have to get to that. But it's not. It's not going to. L'chur, that's not going to be merited because you're not turning it into Ezes Nashim. It's specific time. They do discuss it. They had something interesting actually that they had in my shul this past Yom Neroim. They have the shul split up into two. We're going to discuss this aspect also, where you have a sliding doors or the kirzaz as they call it, the like they have here in Beis Yishaya, the doors, the wall that folds up, and they switch half of the shul is a shul, and half of the shul is a ulam. And on Shabbos they open the entire thing, and they use the entire thing. In the ulam they have many more seats than they have in the shul. They have extra 50 seats or something. They needed more seats for Yom Neroim, so they wanted to switch that the men should daven in the ulam, and the women will daven in the Ezes Nashim. There's less women than men. The women will daven in the regular shul. The shaila is, and now you being married yourself, are we davening b'chlal in the shul? What halachic status does it have? Bechlal to put all the women in the main shul. It's not a shayla bechlal whether or not women should be going to a shul. We pass can halachal ma'aseh that they could. Though there are minhagim we saw that's in Hilchos Nida we saw that in Siman Peches also. The machaber over here discusses that. But that's also we have to discuss. We will discuss that Be'ez Hashem. What halachic status does a ulam have of a shul? If it's an ulam, so that means they can't have regular kedusha based on Knesset. If it doesn't, so then are you davening in a shul bechlal? That we'll get to in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. Either way, that's the what it seems the consensus is. For the most part, the Achrenim understand that Ezes Nashim has a lower level of Kedusha than a Shul. However, it has the same column that you're not allowed to know Kalas Reish V'chulu. That's for sure also. The nidin is, will you be able to have the kulos of kapandria or other things? That's an added din. Then in a chanami, there's makom for a kula, but lachar, that's also only in a case where they don't also use it as a snashim for minanim, the makom atzerech. Now, what's the story with a shul that they have common? I think some of the people here actually daven there. They have a Shabbos shul, a shul that they have in a caravan or in a gan. It's very common in a school. They have a shul in a gan, and the shaila is, what halachic status does that have? Does that have kedusha based knesses? Does that have kedusha based knesses? Our specific question that we asked on the papers were, are you now not allowed to change a diaper in that gan during the week because it's a shul? Does it have kedusha based knesses? That's a chur, something which is moist, a chur, that's zikr aser to do in a regular shul. Are you allowed to do that in a gan? So I saw in the sefer, there's a very nice sefer, Mishkan David on Hilchos based knesses. He was mitzayin a Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Simon Kufnun Dalet Sefkatim Beis, who says, "Ve'in tzarach leimer miskamsin lispal v'bayis shedarim boi mishtamshim boi tzarchem." Says Segeit Onzog, and it goes without saying that if you get together to daven in a certain house that they use for their own personal tzarchem, bevade ein al zeh shem beis haknesses afilu mispalim bam todir, even if you daven there all the time, todir sounds like it could be even every day. Certainly, if it's only once a week, one day a week. Kivan she'in miyuchad l'tzvila bovad. Since it's not miyuchad l'tzvila bovad, l'maisa, you're using it also as a house. So you're right, every day you have three minyanim in the house. But l'maisa, you can't call it a beis haknesses because it's not miyuchad for tzvila. And b'meila, it's miyuchad for it's used for your tzracham as well. B'meila, the same thing over here, something which is miyuchad 80% of the time to be used as a gan, as a beit sefer, is not going to have kedushas beis haknesses, and therefore, it would not be usher during the week to change diapers or do anything like that there. Or sicha b'teila v'chulu. However, at the time that there is a aron kodesh there, ukedemna, then in a chanami, one should be nizer not to. That's already in the next Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says a similar thing. He talks about in the ubayar is gedolah shaderech l'spal shom be'ezur be'azor be'kviyus. Poshet the kol kedushas beis haknesses alav, aval gan upardes itzabo shetzviva afa pishah pesuruch beis haknesses im b'kedusha. Imoya pesuruch neged ahechol yesh lahachmash l'adinim bo shem kalas reish afa pishah makom chol. He says that even in a place that has a total din churl, nevertheless it's keneged the aron kodesh, then you should not be noig zilusa. So on Shabbos, where you have the aron kodesh inside of the gan or the school, then in a chanami you shouldn't be noig but zilusa. Zilusa lachor means a davar which is hitul choik behitul bakalas roish, mamish, that type of eating and drinking is a mutter. Lachor is pashas as mutter. Doesn't have kedusha on it. However, zilusa, which would mean sicha b'teilo, or which is mamish kalas roish, or changing a diaper or something like that in a chanami, that would be also connected to arna kredish. However, during the week, it would be mutter. Absolutely. Is there a mile in a place we use the shul? So, what's the difference between bichlal? Let's maybe just give the klalim over here. When's it considered a shul? When's it considered a base of medrash? When's it considered a base of knesses? When's it considered a base of medrash? When does the bichlal not have the dini base of knesses, base of medrash? So, it's very hard to find bizmaneinu a place that they only use it for. By Sfaradim, maybe it's more common in certain places. Sfaradim more that they have a shul, which is just a shul. They open up what? Bells and Shabbos. I don't even know. Shabbos people don't probably learn there. Yeah. The side base medrash, these type of things. Yeah, you could have it. They clear what's the story in all these shuls that they have a halachas in between Minuch and Ma'ariv. So you learn for 15 minutes every day between Minuch and Ma'ariv. Does that change it now? Or no, it has to be a certain amount of kviyas. What's it considered? Certain shuls, some Sfaradish shuls, they open up for shacharit in the morning, they close it after shacharit, Minuch and Ma'ariv is together, there's nothing in between. And in a chanami, there's no. Even Sfaradim, they also say, right, call every day, then they learn two halachas every day. That's when they attend the chakras. They're supposed to, really. Most of the regular Sfaradish shuls do. No, the question is, does that turn it into a shul now? Does that turn it into a base medrash? Now, what does that mean? Most Batei Midrashim, for example, we learn over here, and we also daven Mincha Ma'ariv. There's Mincha Ma'ariv here also, some of the year. Does that change it now into a basic knesses? So we saw the Bir Halacha, for those that saw the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, Ubat Midrasha Shelanu Shemitzpalahim Gankin, Lachor Lav Grim Beis HaKnesses Lavad, Va'asar Afilu Arai, Fiatam Shezbarnu, maybe says Moser. Dainu, there are kulos and chumras both in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. Besem, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash is more chumra than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. The Halacha is in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel that you're allowed to change a Beis HaKnesses into Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to change a Beis HaMedrash into Beis HaKnesses. However, there are more chumras be'etzem in the Beis HaKnesses. There are chumras in the Beis HaKnesses that we don't find in the Beis HaMedrash. For example, Tamid HaChamim are mutter in the Beis HaMedrash to sleep, to eat, and Beis HaKnesses is also. Let's say you have a Beis HaMedrash, which you also daven in. For example, this kelah right here. Are you allowed to bring in a coffee to the second seder? Is there, do you have, I already got the answer. are you allowed to, what halachic status does it have? It sounds like from the Bir Halacha, then Erchanami, lo yigriya mi Beis HaKnesses levad. It's lo yigriya. So the truth is, Mnissa Gavrilas, he wanted a taina that a kurl, something with place which is be'etzim a kurl, and the granted daven chamarav there, that's tuffle to the etzim. It's because you're learning there, so therefore you're also going to daven there. But it's not like a makom that's kavua for davening. They don't daven shachris here. You could daven that it used to be a bit, as nashim, so then maybe it has different halachas. It used to be Beis HaKnesses. Now the chur is a Beis HaMedrash. The chur bepashtus it has a dinim of a Beis HaMedrash. We'll see. Even in a Beis HaKnesses, the Bir Halachas Mitzadeh that if you need a drink, you're allowed to take a drink. Anybody that's learning there. And Mameila, he's talking about water. Bezmanenu, coffee is like water, I think. And therefore, the chur bimota, we'll get to that in a minute. But that's. That what? That. Yeah. So yeah, and Echanami, and a 50-minute shir between Chamarav and Zayin is only of the Tvilo that they shouldn't leave. The Bepasha has the din of a Beis HaKnesses.
The Merkazi
going
to be the same thing?
Is?
The Merkazi.
The Merkazi is no. Is both the Tvilo is no. It's for sure both. That's for sure both. Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. What's with the Tanai? Okay. So now we'll get to Tanai and we'll get to what was asked beforehand of whether or not you're considered as if you're diving in the shul or not. What's the story with Sicha and Achila Vishtiya Ukadema? The basic halacha, which is Asr, is Mefurish, Sicha is Asr. This has nothing to do with Bishas Tvila. You're not allowed to shmuz Bishas Tvila Savisai. It's a Choytehu. The Goyerim Boy, it says, somebody that davened, it's the only place in the entire Shulchan Aruch that says Goyerim Boy. If we scream at a guy that schmoozes during, is talking during Chazor Sashatz, he's supposed to scream at him. So don't think that the guy is from, it's Pashat Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. There's another halacha, and that is Beis HaKnesses has nothing to do with the fact that you're davening. The very fact that you're in a Mokim Beit Elokeinu, mainly you should not be schmoozing. Sicha, Betela, Sicha, any Sicha Zasser. Pashat is any Sicha Zasser, as Mishnah Berurah says, that even something which is a tzarech for parnasa. Hainu afilu sicha schulin shi l'tzarech parnasa, de b'chut shari beis haknesses aser. Ubefrat sicha batei lagamri devadei shorein menoi atamid b'zeh, b'chlal, even not in a shul, it should be roi, says the Prima Gadim. And hifling moid b'gadol avin azeh, it's kedai just to read the shi, if anybody didn't learn the entire simon, just to read at least if katan bein, the Mishnah Berurah, where he talks about the chaymer of shmuzing in shul. Now, Agav, this is our question about the guy that went up north to the Moshav, and he was talking about somebody had a parnasah, had a job for his brother-in-law, and the other guy was waving his, for anybody that read this question, anybody talking about. Then, also parnasah is no different, but etzim is also. Now we have a little bit of an issue. It seems pretty clear that shmoozing, talking, even l'shem terech, and achil v'shtiyah, are all asr. How do we reconcile this with the Mitzvah Bizmanenu? L'chura, we find many people that in a shul, they're, especially something tzarech, I'm not talking about something which is Lashon Hara or Chas V'Shalom, Dvarim Asurim. A Dovar Shal Tzarech, people are not makbid, it seems like. Achil V'Shtiyo, you put out, the standard shtibul puts out shul, puts out after Shachris, Tikkun for who knows what. Or they have to know about throwing taffies and these things when they're not allowed to throw it in a shul. But that minigar limit is to do that. How about eating the taffies in shul? You make a kiddush afterwards. You make all these things that go on in shul. What's the deal? Schnapps and ragalach. How does it stem? So the Aruch HaShulchan, he deals with this question, as do many of the poskim zmanenu. And he says, יש לי תמוי על מה שאח שמקים לדבר בבית הכנסת, זה בית המדרש אחר התפילה, כמה דברים של חול ונעשה כהתר. He says, nearly the Srila Kishita Saramban. They bought the Kinesias, Shalbaval, Atanayin Asuyas, Afilu Biyeshuvan, Ledvar Vishamukhach Lekach, Manukhash Mzeh Lehechach Kolecha Lefin Yanri. He says, bought the Kinesias, Shalbaval, Arkilu Asuy Altanay, for something which is a Tzerich, and this is considered a Tzerich, and Mamela, it's Mutter. Now that would only help you for bought the Kinesias, Shalbaval, which means Chutz La'aretz Bepashtis, it won't help you for Eretz Yisrael. Now, what is these halachas with regard to Tanai? Let me just give the background of Tanai. Really, Tanai is not Sif Aleph, it's Sif Yud Aleph. I'm going to be makdim, just the basic gedarim that come out of the halachas of Tanai. And, because very nigger over here. There's three shittas in the Rishonim. The Gemara says that Batikinishias Sheba Bavel al Tanai Hinasuyis. The Batikinishias and Bavel are also al Tanai. What does that mean? What does a Tanai help? Tanai helps, they make a Tanai. That even though this is the Beis HaKnesses, nevertheless it's going to be mutter to be mishtamish in the Beis HaKnesses. When and what does that help for? So there's three shittas as with regard to what a Tanai helps for, and there's three things that you could down on whether or not a Tanai helps. Three ishtamshiris. The three shittas are shittas ha-teisvis, which is really what the Mechaber brings down, v'pash is the shittah yechidah teis in the rush, Rebbe Yishenim don't go this way, but the Maitre Mechaber passes this way, and that is that a Tanai never helps. Even in Bavel, a Tanai does not help for when the shul is kayim. Only after it's nechrav, then it helps for certain things, something which is not kalas reish 100%, ukedema, then the Tanai helps. The shittas Ramban and Rajba and Ran is, no, that a Tanai helps la'achar churbanon, but it only helps midoichak. It only helps if it's b'shas atchak, you need it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "B'pashtes atzachura lav dafka achar churban." It's even once it's only midoichak, then it's even when it's kaim. According to the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ran, even when it's kaim, any time that it's midoichak, it's mutter. That means that achila v'shtim midoichak. If you have anim that they don't have a place to stay, that's how it was always in the olden days. The bachrim used to eat and sleep in the base medrash. That's where they didn't have a. And there's the noshim and the shul. They would sleep on a. They didn't have a place for them midoichak. That's where they went. Memeilah, it's mutter. But anybody else. That's showing midrechak is talking to miyaser, but the chofachas we find that midrech is the mutter even when it's kaim, and bepasha says Mishnah Berurah that's even in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel, not dafkin Bavel. Rashi shita is that bechlal tanai helps even bekiyumon shalem midrechak. If you make a tanai that you want to go ahead and be able to eat or whatever it is have ishtamshus in the shul, then it's mutter even when the shul is kaim, and pasha also that's in Eretz Yisrael. What is the tanai help for? What type of ishtamshus? Something which is not kalas reish b'chlal, for sure that it helps for, according to everybody. Something which is kalas reish 100%, like zriya, planting something there, or sicha b'teila, ukedeme, schoik v'hitol v'sicha b'teila, that's pashat, that it doesn't work according to anybody, even lachar korbanon. For achila, v'shtiyo, and kedeme, shino, which is not such a big zilzul, then that's the shayla whether or not it helps. And the lamais of the Mechaber Paskins that like the Mechaber Paskins, like Tesis, that Tanai only helps Achar Chorbanon. However, this we have the Archa Shulchan right here, and we already see the Mishnah Berurah says a similar thing also, that you could be Seimach on it. He says that the Taz says you could be Seimach on the Ramban, and the Archa Shulchan says, Kenira being Seimach on the Ramban. The Ramban holds that B'mokam HaTzerich, even when the Shul is standing, you're allowed to be Mishtamish with it, if it's not a Dover of a Tzchoik V'Kal HaShresh. Memela says the Archa Shulchan, the burim that we have in the shul when people are talking about their parnasa or kadema, that is mutter. L'chari, you have to say that we're never going like the Ramban. Even though the Mechaber does not, we're never going like the Ramban. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, l'chari, the Ramban is talking about also in Eretz Yisrael. And the Meila would help us even in Eretz Yisrael. A similar thing, the Mishlam Zalman says. He says, "Hamekilim ba'achila v'shtiyo b'sichas chulin shile tzurich, af bebatei haknesses sheb'Eretz Yisrael. Even in Beis Haknesses, even in Eretz Yisrael, yesh lama milas moich. Af im efsher, hachim efsher tevi yafal achmer. Zichur is better to be machmer, but there is what to be semichon. He says, 'And noig broiv batei knesias lechol mina b'sichav alishlis dvar b'shakam eli la'teres shalchasim by ha'ufrif chim b'shar sudas rishus. Va'af a mishne brura her upon him lahakol b'zeh shemel tonight af Eretz Yisrael gan b'yishuvim." And then he says a chiddush. Says Rosh Hashanah Zaman as follows. He says, "Uleinin beis haknesses same chenal ze, dekiven sherabim regilim akach, af agav shleihisnu harizik ilu hisnu." He says says the mitzvah of the mitzvah is bizmanenu, that the standard shul, they're makel to eat these, to drink coffee and to talk basic things that they need to talk. Ukedeme. Memela, even if you're not masna at the time they made the shul, it's kilas if you're masna. And since it's kilas if you're masna, then even in Eretz Yisrael, we're semich on the Ramban, shito, that for the basic things that you need, it's mutter. The Igris Maisha, Maisha, he's talking about a whether or not a blind fellow is allowed to bring in his dog into shul, because if he's not going to be able to bring his dog into shul, then he's not going to be able to daven with the minyan. Is he allowed to bring it in? So he has a whole tshuva about it, and he says that as follows. He says that he says bachlal, it seems that the minyan ga'olam is to be mekel. He says mok maserich. He says, even a lot of places, even Shleim Makom Atzerich, he says, for example, Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas, everybody can go home. Why do you have to have Shal Shudas in the shul? Everybody go home and eat Shal Shudas in your house. Why do you have to have Shal Shudas in the shul? He says, it's Makom Mitzvah, Tzerich, Mitzvah Ktas. So, Memela, he says, they're Mekel. He says, Mukhrach Aleimar, now he takes it a Shlav Vaiter than we set up until now. It's not just like the Mishabur and the Rosh Hashanah say that we're Simach on the Ramban. He says, Mukhrach Aleimar, Shinoigin Kirashi. Rashi doesn't give any hagbolos, any limitations that has to be b'makom atzerich. Rashi says the tnai helps that you're allowed to be mishtamish in a shul even when it's even shleim b'makom atzerich. He says shemutar al tnai afilu b'yeshuvin l'achila v'shtiyah v'ki agavna af b'lo yedechik. Zokt Moshe as follows: v'nimtza shenifzak ato kein la'alocha af imulei rak b'deris achrinim iskilu l'nerkeim. Comes along with Moshe and he says the math. Look at this. He says even though l'chur mechaber paskin is not this way. Chaber Paskin's like Tesis, that a tonight does not help when the shul is standing. Nevertheless, the Minig Olam is not that way. The Minig Olam we're naming on, like Rashi, like Shitas Rashi, that we're naming on like Shitas Rashi. Some people say that, but again, it's a Hanukkah. We have to throw in Hanukkah a little bit. That Lamaisa, we name on like Shitas Rashi also. That Pesach Abayis means Pesach, a Pesach Beis Mibuchot means the Pesach of his house, not the Pesach of the Chatzar. Even though maybe. In the Tesis says it means the Pesach of the Chatzar. It says Lamais, the minig of Reiv of Klal Yisrael is to do it by the house. It's to do it in the window of the house, by the door of the house. Ukedema. It says Lamais, the Kimdumani, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned such a thing. I think Paiskim Nemon that there's Kenzan that Lamais, the minig of Elam is like Rashi, even though the Shulchan Aruch HaPasim like Tesis. The same thing over here. Even though the Shulchan Aruch HaPasim like Tesis says Ramais, Lamais, the minig of Elam is like Rashi. And Rashi holds that it tonight helps. And Mameila, even Shalimin Adoichik, and Mameila, it's Mutter. What's a terech? So certainly any time that a person is learning there would be a bit of terech for him to leave, then it's mutter. Already the Mishnah Berurah brings that down, that even a person who's not kavua, if he's learning even in a Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't have to leave to take a drink. Now, he's talking about drinking water, like we mentioned, l'chara, coffee, or something like that, something which is needed for your learning, l'chara would be mutter according to everybody. Something which is a terech, depends what's considered a terech. You have to know what's considered a terech. Any time that you don't have a place to do, asim hashach, they talk about. Asim, you need a big place, and you don't have a place, the shul needs a place, they don't have a place. So where are you going to do it? You're making a mesivas chanukah, and ZMT is available. Can you make it in shul? So we know that a sudas chanukah is a sudas mitzvah, if there's shiris hashbachis, if there's a droshis, ukedeme. Memela, memokam atzerech, and echanami. Tam is to go ahead and make a sudah there, you're not going to make a sudah. But Mokma Tzerich, we don't have another place, and in Echonami. The Ramesha goes so far to say, he brings a raya that in that same tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem Hei, he says that if Achil Vishti is Mutter, it's Mavur in the Yerushalmi, that a Talmud Chacham to bring in his Behema has the same gather as Achil Vishti. And Mimela, he says, for this fellow to bring in his sightseeing dog, that he should be able to daven at the minyan. He says, since he's not going to be able to daven at the minyan without it, and we know, so it's considered makom atzerich, and we, tzerich, achil v'shti is mutter b'makom atzerich, so Mamela bringing his dog as well is mutter b'makom atzerich. Now, I would be ma'asif that the Rashbash, it's brought down actually, the Bir Halacha brings down Shuvas Rashbash here, we're going to get to, it's actually different one, this is Reish Ayin Dan, this is Reish Pei Hei, he talks about it. He talks about the norms of what's considered covet in the Reish HaKnesses. He says, covet is defined by the norms in that society. If the norms in that society is to go into shul without shoes, then going without shoes is covered. If it's to go with shoes, then going with shoes is covered. Without shoes is a bizarre. Memela, bizmanenu, I think, for the most part, people would really freak out if a dog walked into shul. and they would look at it as a totally bizarre, what are you doing? Freak out, someone's like, it's a dog, yeah. But also, like, what type of bizarre is this that this dog is gonna, what's this dog doing in shul? Even if he's a jolly little fellow and he's not doing anything, he's wagging his tail so nicely. For the Maisa, people are just not gonna go for that. Ishlain, whether or not that Bismanenu, it's hard to say, Ramesh didn't live so long ago. Ramesh didn't live like 800 years ago. But it's L'chur is a chiddush to say that wouldn't be considered. He brings a ride from Yerushalmi, for sure. And the question is, can we say that Bismanenu, that people wouldn't. The normal mode of transportation is not. The Gemara is Yerushalmi talking about a chamar. Potatoes, they had donkeys, they had all animals all over the place. It wasn't like. But you're going to start bringing in a dog to the shul, is Yishlain. The Ramesh has another truva in Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Dal, that somebody asked them, they knew that in their community the Shvartas are moving in. Kids are Shvartas move in, you're going to move out. You know that you're sure that you're going to, you know, for the next few years till everybody leaves, you're going to need a place. You're going to need a place to daven, but you know Behechrek, at the end of the day, you're going to have to sell it. So what are they supposed to do? So they asked Ramesh if they can make a Tanai that it's not going to have any Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And then it'll go back afterwards to, and then you'll be able to sell it. So Moshe says, yes, you could. You could do such a thing. But then you have an issue, like was mentioned before, and that you're not davening in a shul. It doesn't have the din of davening in a shul. A shul is a mikdash ma'at. And we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was makdim to a shul, to makdim to a mikdash ma'at. L'chur, you don't have these milas when you're davening in a mokrim, which doesn't have a kedushas basic nesas b'chol. So Mamela, even if as Noshim is a little bit less, but L'chur it has Kedusha, it's Makom which is Miyuchid for it, Beis HaMedrash also, these type of things. A place which you're Masne Lehedya, that it doesn't have any Kedusha, then in a Chanami, it's not so Pashir. We're going to see with regard to caravans also, what to do. That's very, very common here in Eretz Yisrael. The shuls start off as a caravan, and then they raise enough money to buy it, and then the caravan goes to something else. It goes to a school, it goes to who knows what. And it changes to something else. It goes to it could be go to a work site. Who knows what happens with it? Is that a problem? So if it never was given Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, then in a Chanami, L'chur it's Mutter. Nevertheless, Ramesha says, at the time that you're davening there, you should not be Noig Tzchoyig V'Hitzel V'Kalas Reish, even though it's a Mokom Shochol. Ramesha, Befrat, if there's the Aron Kodesh there. Even though it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, nevertheless, something which is Kalas Reish, at the time that it's Miyuchad for davening, he says that is. That's awesome. That one should refrain from. So in a Chanami L'chura, such a Tanai, a person makes a Tanai. These Tanayim that we're talking about, there's two types of Tanai, let's just clarify. The Tanai that the Sugya is dealing with is that it has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and nevertheless you want to be Mishtamish for eating, for drinking, for sleeping, Ukadema. Here they're making a Tanai, but Chlal doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, because if it has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, they're not going to be able to sell it afterwards. But Meila, in a Chanami, and Befrat, when we were there, was talking about the Pashtas was going to be sold to a. That's what standard is in these places. I remember my father had a shul, and the same thing happened. The Shvartas moved in, and everybody started moving out, and you're left with a shul that is not a house, so it's not going to be sold to a regular person. Who's going to buy it? Who's going to buy such a thing? Only Seventh Day Adventists. I think that was the Nidan, because that they at least believe that there's such a thing as God. It's not Mamish. Could be. It's a little bit better than Stam a church. Ukedema. That was the case that Ramesh was discussing over there. Beis Tifla. He says it's still better to give it over to a realtor that he'll take care of it instead of you selling it straight to the church. He says give it over to somebody else to take care of it. But Papashtas, he says in such a case it doesn't have any kedusha bechlal. Now, what's the story? What's Lamaisa with the basic Knesset? Let's just clarify. In a regular basic Knesset, you go to a Svartas Shul, and in Echlam, it's a regular basic Knesset, and there's no. What are you allowed to do there? So, there are a lot of people are naig to. Some people are naig to drink water. I think even nowadays, they're naig to drink water. Some, even during the Mikra Shakal before Pesukei D'Zimra, and they drink during Pesukei D'Zimra. That's common. I see that even not in Svartas Shuls. But that water was always something what they do, and Kenzan, even coffee, depends. Some places, they'll anything that you try to bring in, they'll knock you right out. But for the most part, if you're learning there, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to bring in water, ukedeme. If it's a Beis HaMedrash, then that's considered a Beis Rabbanon for a Talmud Chacham, or somebody that's learning there, they're allowed to eat there, they're allowed to drink there. Now, somebody that, what's the story with going in, Likanis b'pnei Acham, b'cham b'pnei Achama, b'ksham b'pnei Aksham? So, the halacha is that it's usher. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't even help you to say a pasuk afterwards. How about, does it help you to sit down and learn afterwards? You won't just say a pasuk. You'll sit and your mom will sit down and learn for half an hour. Does that help or not? So the same raya that the Mishnah Berurah brings that a pasuk doesn't help also proves to you that learning doesn't help. Because the Gemara was talking about the Amoraim, Rabbah went inside when it was raining, and he says that which I'm going inside is not because of the rain, it's just because I need to have Yishuv Adas when I'm learning. Now, if he was learning inside, what's the problem? If he's learning, even if he was going inside because of the rain, if you're sitting down and learning, that's not a problem. Elamai, that even to learn, Lachari would not help. The Aruch HaShulchan says Lehedi not this way. The Aruch HaShulchan names on that if you're going inside because of the rain, but nevertheless, if you want to say a pasuk, he says it's not nikkur so much that you're going inside because of the rain, and therefore it's mutter. Lachari, there is a milo. If you're going to tell me that it helps even when you're going to call your friend to go inside to say a pasuk, now there it's clear that you're going inside not for the sake of learning. You're going inside clearly to, everybody sees, you're walking inside, going with a person and calling him. But even so, it helps you to say a pasuk. So lachari, when you're going inside from the rain, there it's not nikkur b'chlal when you're inside the shul while you went inside. If you go inside and you say start saying pasukim, you start sitting down and learning, it's not nikkur b'chlal, they went inside for any other reason. Maybe if the guy was outside and he saw you walking inside and he followed you inside, maybe. But l'chera b'makam atzerich, there is what to be samechon, because we have Aruch HaShulchan. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Ran holds, the Ran which is the makar of the Ramah, the Be'er Lacha points out that he doesn't take it this far. But the Ran, according to the Ran, Talmidei Chachamim that are allowed to eat and drink in a base medrash are also allowed to go in b'cham p'nei chama b'ksham p'nei ksham. The Ramah does not quote it, but l'maisa, according to the Ran, it's mutter. So, now, what's the difference? How come the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the taka of pshat? That to call your friend, you're allowed to, it helps to say a pasuk. To go in p'nei chama p'nei chama, then it doesn't help a pasuk. Says Mishnah Berurah, because there, when you want to call your friend, you have no other eitzah. He's inside of the base medrash. You have to go inside the medrash to call him. B'cham b'nei cham, you can go somewhere else. Why do you have to go inside the shul? Go inside the foyer. Go inside a different building. Go inside whatever it is. Why do you have to spend an extra 10 seconds to go to the next building? So l'chera, b'makam atzerech mevurah that b'makam atzerech, you don't have another building. You don't have another place to go. Then l'chera, even according to Mishnah Berurah, l'chera should be mutter b'frat to be saved pasuk. So now our case of the fellow was walking down Rechob Bar Ilan, and they were spraying boash. So, if you're spraying boash, you don't have 10 seconds to get somewhere else. That's first of all. Everybody else was able to duck into the buildings, but l'chura, if you're going into Beis Medrash and you're going to say, it's a makom atzerich, you could dan, that you don't have another choice. If you could go into a shul, that you're not going into the actual shul itself. Most shuls, they have an entrance way beforehand. Not all shuls, and it depends which doorway you walk into. But most shuls, they have entrance way before it. To go into the foyer or kedema, that's for sure mutter. To go into the shul itself, that's a little bit of the issue. So if you're stuck and you don't have anything, and the person's a Talmud Chacham, and he wants to say pasuk, for sure you have what to be semichon, b'shefi, you have enough kulis to be semichon. First of all, you don't have another choice. Second of all, a Talmud Chacham according to Ran is mutter. Third of all, according to Aruch HaShulchan, b'chlal is mutter if you say pasuk. Mameila, l'charet should be mutter. Once again, if you have a different place, then go to a different place. Meis taif, certainly not to go to a different place. Certainly not to go into a shul. Yesh lahem b'chlal a tam b'chom that's mutter in the base medrash. Does that mean dafka his base medrash or any base medrash? Yesh lodim. I would think that really l'chur misvaro bein medrash is called a bein ravonim because that's where a tam b'chom lives. A tam b'chom lives in the shul. He lives dafka in the shul. And let's say first seder is here and second seder is there and ninth seder is in the third shul. Then all three of those but no other places. You could say that. You could. Yesh lodim. I don't have a Raya Mukhrachas either way. I mean, Mitzadi, that the Yisoid of a Talmud Chacham is that the Beis Medrash is where he hangs out. And Mimela, that's considered his shul. The halacha of calling a friend. So you want to go into the shul to call your friend. The halacha is Yishe Ma'at. You should either say a halacha or say a pasuk or Yishe Ma'at or somebody else to say a pasuk. How long is Yishe Ma'at? And what does Yishe Ma'at mean? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Apid Abach, that it doesn't mean that you have to sit down. Yishe Ma'at doesn't mean that you have to sit down. Even just sitting. Even just being stationary, that's also Yishemat. How long? Kishir Shnei Psachim, Halicha Shnei Psachim, which is 8 Tvachim. Which is 8... Sorry, should be 4 Amis. But I think somebody says 8 Tvachim. Kishir Halicha is 8 Tvachim, Shmuel Tvachim. Which is approximately, if you make the Cheshbin, of how much a meal is 2,000 amos in 18 minutes, it comes out that Shir Hilicha Shnei Pesachim is about a second. So now the Yishim Ma'at is not that nicker that you're doing, that you're being Masha. If you stop for 1 second, that's why maybe some, the Big Yesha, other Achronim say that Ataka is Dafka. You're supposed to sit down. So sit down. And a lot of people do that. You notice that a lot of people do that. I don't know if they do it because they don't know that Lach, or because, or there are Achronim that say that. Lachura, it makes a lot of sense. Because if you just stop for a second, Lav Dafka, if all it is, the Yesha is for Shnir Shnei Pesachim, which is between 1 and 2 seconds, Gag. It's not, even if it's it's a little more than 8 Fachim. But it's not more than Arba Amais, which is like 2 seconds. So it's not really so nicker. If you sit down, then it's nicker that you're not just going in for the sake of Mitzacheni, it's more nicker that you're trying to make a shortcut or you're going for something else. The guy sits down, right? The guy walks in, sits down for a second, stands back up and goes. So now you know exactly what he's doing. As opposed to the guy that just walks inside and he's sauntering through, then in Echnami. But either way, it's mutter. L'chara, Aruch Hashem says, either way is mutter. What's the story if you're going into the shul, into the Beis Medrash, like happens all the time over here, President walk, opens up the door, walks in and wants to take a sefer. Do you have to say halacha? Do you have to say halacha or not? Do you have to say, is that a chefetz shel mitzvah? I saw on the sefer Mishkan Yisecha Yisrael, he quotes a leker ayosher that brings down from the Trumas Hadeshen that kol kama that it's a tzurich mitzvah, like to get a sefer, then in a chanami that's not a chasaron. That's not considered as if you're going to the shul for your own tzurich, that's a tzurich mitzvah, and a meila that's mutter. That would be mutter. That is Sif Aleph. The rest of the halachas are much shorter. Sif Beis. V'yeshem mishmash ha-shanin b'kedushas Beis ha-medrash lo'ymar ha-shem shorat lo'ymar shorabim do me the Beis ha-knesses ama yochen kebe ha-medrash b'beisoy l'sarkoy in l'kedusha kokach. Somebody that has, there are many people that in their house they dedicate one room as their Beis ha-medrash that doesn't have kedushas Beis ha-medrash, and it's a great idea, but it doesn't have kedushas Beis ha-medrash since it's for yochen. However, the people that they dedicate the bottom of their house, the basement, ukedema, a floor of their house for a shul, and they're giving it to the rabbim, and a chanami that has the charek dush basic knesses and base medrash, and it has all the relevant halachas. Even though he says yesh emrim, lechera, it's not because there are people that are chalik, it's just yesh, it's like the yesh misha emrim that he says, that when he only finds one rishon that says that, that's how the mechaber brings it down. Sif gimel, in yeshin basic knesses, fila shinas arai. Avo bebeis hamedrash mutter, beis haknesses afilu shinas arai is aser, but beis hamedrash is mutter. So that means that if you're in the beis haknesses and somebody's talk is speaking for 15 minutes, it's mincha ma'ar. If talk is in beis haknesses, better be careful not to doze off there. That lechera taka would be aser. Even shinas arai, afilu shinas arai. It's not clear how much shinas arai is, but you get to sleeping outside of a sukkah and tefillah and these things, maybe 100 amos. It's not exactly clear. Chal beis amos, 100 amos. We're talking about a minute or two, not too much. Shinas Arai doesn't mean 45 minutes. Shinas Arai is, you could theoretically say, Shinas Arai means that your mom is not going lying down. The pashas is that Shinas Arai means even a snooze, even a quick cat nap would be aser. Onus Rachmana Patre, but Kol Echad Kefi Ma'aseihu. That's all in the Beis Knesses and the Beis Medrash. That the Mishnah Berurah says for a Talmud Chacham, it's mutter. Yeah, for a Talmud Chacham, it's also mutter in a Beis Knesses. Talmud Chacham, it's mutter in a Beis Knesses. Shinasarai in a Beis Medrash. In a Beis Medrash, then for a Talmud Chacham, a Shinas Arai is mutter for everybody, and for a Talmud Chacham, even a Shivas Keva is mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says in Siv Dalet that Latzorach Beis Knesses is mutter to sleep there, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether or not you're allowed to bring in a bed. And it seems like he's Metzadet Lekulo, that when you have the Heter to sleep in the Beis Medrash, because Beis Knesses, because it's for the Latzorach Beis Knesses, then you're even allowed to bring in a bed. That being the case, lachur for sure in a base medrash, which is even more kal, when a Talmud Chacham is allowed to sleep there, lachur for sure he'd be allowed to bring in a bed, and for sure lachur he'd be allowed to sleep on a bench which is there. Befrat memela, certainly in a case here in Yeshiva Smir, that if you're not going to have this bench, then you're not going to have a place to sleep while you're going to spend the next half an hour, you're going to be batal Torah, then because you're going to have to, instead of you coming on time the second Seder, so you're going to, everything's going to take half, be pushed off by half an hour. B'meila, zikr l'chor, there's a heter to sleep on the benches, puk chazim ayam edabar, and in the Yeshiva's keva, so you're allowed to take the roll of the toilet paper, I don't know, and let's, that's the chav lachrini, lie down on it, and go to sleep. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not you can walk into the base medrash for that reason. Can you do that? Can you go into the base medrash to sit down and lie down? Or is that mamash using it for your terech? Or do we say, no, Talmud Chacham, since he's allowed to use it for his terech, therefore it's not a problem. L'chur, for Talmud Chacham, it's allowed to. L'chur, it shouldn't be a problem. Sif Dalet. L'terech b'ez ha'knes mutar lechem alishim b'seichem. Yitam zeh yishin b'leliyem kippurim b'ez ha'knes. Afilu l'terech mitzvah acheres. Going shenikbotim la'aber ha'shan b'ez ha'knes. Mutar lechel sham. There, here, the Mishnah Berurah says that a sudas mitzvah is mutter, a memelo, as long as it doesn't have shichras, ukedema. So the mikomokom anoigin lahokalas the sudas sima shas beis hamedrash pnei shein lemokom acher meruvach lazeh ein limchas biyadam. Yesh lama milas meich. It says those that are semich, who's the yesh lama milas mitzvah? It's the Ramban that we mentioned before, and that pomokom atzerich, you're allowed to be semich, that the shul is made al tanai, and therefore you're allowed to have a suda. And that is how many of the many shuls are knowing that b'makom atzerich, if you have a sima shas, ukedema, one of these types of things, these type of sudas, then in a chanami it's mutter. Sudas chasanos, ukedema, sheva brachos, they're, for the most part, most places are makbe not to do in a shul. That's, b'chalal, it's also a sheikh, shchichi by shchichrus, and kal shreish, therefore that should not be done. But a sima shas, ukedema, sima sechta, these type of things are mutter.
What about taking pictures? Like, you make environments in the hall. People go up to take pictures in the shul.
That's to use the shul as a backdrop for your pictures. Yesh la'ayin, whether that should be done. That might be design if it's using as a the koisel, the same thing. We're gonna down, but again, if you guys, what halacha status does it have? Certainly to allow. They talk about allowing goyim to come inside to take pictures in these shuls, and you know, as a tourist site. That's zikr b'zayin. You're making money off of b'zayin, that's for sure b'zayin. The chura to use the shul as a backdrop is yesh lo, then whether or not that's considered using it as a... What's that to go? No, it could be that you're into it b'chalal. Now you want to take pictures. Yeah, he gave his pshetel. He gave his pshetel, and now he's going to bring the backdrop of the shul. You bring the whole family and...
Everyone else
can go. No, they were listening to the pshetel. If they're ready, and if you have some etter, is it? To use that, l'chur is not so pasha b'chlal. Sif hey, ha'yel beis kenes shnei psachim le'ikanes b'pesach zeh la'aseh z'derech la'aseh z'pesach ha'sheni le'katzer darkai. Don't use a shul as a shortcut. V'mo'yed derech oiver k'edim shnei b'beis kenes is mutter. And also v'chein im le'nichas b'ez chilo k'dei le'katzer darkai. Mutter la'aseh derech k'shenichas b'el l'espal u'k'shenichas b'el l'espal u'mutter l'mi shenichas b'pesach zeh la'aseh z'pesach acher. Mutter, we say, is really a mitzvah. That means if a person goes into shul to daven and there's another door on the other side, there's a mitzvah to go out through the other door. To come in through one door and go out through the other door. It shows the chavivus, says the Ran. What chavivus is there? I'm going through the second door. Master Shekel's Masber, it says, kilu as you want to walk through the entire shul. As much as the shul that I can walk through, I want to walk through. And b'meila, you go in one side and you come out the other side. That's a mitzvah lechatchila. However, if you didn't go into daven or to learn, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a shul as a shortcut. Does it help to say a pasuk? So you should be able to make it as a shortcut. So the Shlomo Zalman, he brings down, he's Messiah in Or Sameach, who says Pshat in the Rambam, that he's actually from the order that the Rambam brings on the halachas. He says that in a chamei taka does not help. It does not help to say a lemaisa, you're going to the shul for your own terech, and therefore it doesn't help you to say a pasuk, and it doesn't help you to say a pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, the Beralacha says, "Hadi not that way." La'aseh derech im loy shikra shiyesha shama'at la'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah, the Beralacha is mekel. Meil, that's another kula. If you want to pass through the Ezes Nashim, even if you're going to be machmer, that Ezes Nashim has kedusha, and even if you're machmer l'terech mitzvah, nevertheless, if you're going to say a pasuk according to the Mishnah Berurah, or you say halacha, then according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be mutter.
You
don't have to sit when you're saying. What's the story in? Once one of this, the Bir Halacha brings down that the Tzerich Mitzvah can't stand that it's mutter, and he says, "V'muhoylich l'dvar mitzvah efshar d'shari." The Primer Gadim says, and he says in the Bir Halacha's Chalik, he says the Tzerich Mitzvah it's mutter is if you there's a Tzerich Mitzvah inside of the shul. You went inside the shul for a mitzvah, now you want to leave, you're allowed to use it as a shortcut. However, if the mitzvah is on the other side of the shul, he says that you're not allowed to do. What's going to be if you're going to lose out on doing the mitzvah? If you take the long road, then you lose out on doing the mitzvah. Then he says, Mashenki shenech tebekiyah, v'amitzvah shemekav alaseh, salayuchol asoyseh, yifilom layaseh, basic kinesis kampandrio. Mistavar dasar, in a place where you could do the mitzvah, savisai, then lechoro, you have no right to make the shul as a shortcut. So now, let's say I'm going from the main stairs in the building in the Merkazi, and I'm going to the Eitzer Esfarim. If I have to go all the way around, it's going to take me at least another 30 seconds. The mitzvah that I want to do is I want to learn an Eitzer. L'chur, if I go around, then I'm not going to be able to do that mitzvah. Those 30 seconds that I'm going to be missing, the beginning 30 seconds, l'chur, I'm not going to be able to do Mekayim before it. L'chur, that in itself would be enough of a svara to say that it should be b'chal the primogaz mitzadet even without that. Since you go on the Tzerich Mitzvah, it's mutter. But here we're saying that even the Mishnah Berurah can then is going to be maskim because you're not going to be able to make kind of that mitzvah unless you make the shortcut. Those 30 seconds, you're not going to be able to make kind. Even though theoretically you could think of learning on your way around. Most people are not going to be doing that, and therefore they the chariot should be mutter. So mainly we have numerous reasons why it should be mutter to go through the Ezes Nashim. For Frat, if you're going to go to the Eitzah Svarim, I'm talking about. To go to the Eitzah Svarim, for sure, it's maybe the Tzerich Mitzah, it's to be mutter, and to say a pasuk, it should be mutter. B'chlal, yesh lodin, what halachic status it has, it's Ezra's Nashim. L'chur, it's a base medrash also, so therefore it's not so pasuk. But if you're going to say a pasuk, l'chur, it should be mutter, even if you're not going to the Eitzah Svarim, according to the Bir Halacha, it's mutter, as long as you say a pasuk, or halacha. What's the story in Beis Yishayah? That they close half the time, they're closed when Rabbi Yoel Rebbe gives shir, they close close off half of Beis Yishayah, the third floor, that is. Now, I want to go to that side of Beis Medrash. There's that type of place. I want to go to there, it's maybe you can't go into his, you can't get into his with from that. But that type of place that they have, for example, many shuls they have that, they have a door in the middle that you could get into the second side. So I want to go through the shul to the second side, the other side of the wall. Can I do that or not? Is that considered if I'm going through half of the Beis HaKnesses, through Beis HaKnesses to get to the other Beis HaKnesses? So L'chura Svara would say that, no, since on Friday night or whenever the rest of the time that the doors are not closed, the wall is not closed, it's all one shul. So Mamela, it's not considered another shul. You're right, right now I made a wall. But it doesn't make it into another shul. More than that, I found the Rosh Zalman. He wanted to say that if you had a entranceway, you had a foyer, and then they turned it into a shul, and you want to pass through the shul, you need another stables, they turned it into a shul, and you want to go to the second, you want to go somewhere else, to pass the entranceway. He says that they have no right to go ahead, even though it's a shul now, but once you already muchzik it as a mokum heter, then they have no right to go ahead and take away that from you, and therefore it's mutter to go through it. L'chura kokama that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm allowed to go through the shul to get to the second side of the shul. So now that they put up a wall, they're going to take away that heter. They don't have that heter to do it anymore. So Rav Nissen Karel says that if there's another way to get into the other side, it's better to go around the other side. He's mistopic. Maybe it's better to go around. L'chura mikar din, l'chura it should be mutter. Shouldn't be a problem. Sif vav. Mutter likanes. Bebesa knesset makalei v'tamilu papandosei. Apundosai is mini kissim. Tamilim apundosai, different types of bags. Now, what's the story with bringing in bags into the shul? Can you bring in, you went shopping, you went to Yesh, you went to wherever it went, Mayan Alpayim, and you have your bread and your milk, and you want to come to shul? Is there any problem to bring in your bags into shul? So the Chor, the Mashmois is over here, that you can bring your bags into shul. That is the Mashmois. Now, let's say you want to bring your bags into shul, and you want to leave. Just leave them in the store in the shul. You can put them in the shul and come back later on. Is that a problem? So we don't find Be'etzem that's Aser. It doesn't say that that's Aser. So So the Mishkan David, he discusses this at length, whether or not you could use it as a storage place. If it looks like a storage place, then it's Taka Bizayin in a Hanami. Also, I think it depends on what you have in your bag. If you have, you know, a little Tykes bimba kef that they have, which is, and you have it in a big plastic bag, and you bring it in, and you put it on the bench, in a Hanami, it's Taka Bizayin. But something which is, you have a black bag, and it has your bread inside of it, and you stick it in, L'chara, it's not a Bizayin. That's L'chara Loi Gara from this din of Tarmiloi Ubapandose. L'chara. Can you bring an umbrella in? That's l'chora nichsh. I would say that's similar to makloi. Makloi is l'chora is mutter, even though the Bach is mitzadeh that there are those that say that makloi should be aser. He says it's not even a milus chasidus. It's a milus of that older man that was waving his cane. There was no iser for him to bring his cane into the base of medrash. That's a tzarich for him to walk l'chora. Makloi pashas doesn't mean that's different. Makloi doesn't mean a cane that a person needs to walk. That's pashas that it's mutter. A walking stick. That's what the chiddush is. Walking stick is, even though you don't need it to walk, her umbrella is legar from that. If it's kind of taka make it all wet, then in Chami that would be, yes. If it would make it all wet, then the one should not do that. That's like malachlech, the shul. That is the halacha we'll see in a minute. Bezer Hashem. If you're matarist to chase away the cats, then you could do that. What's the story of bringing in a gun into shul? This is especially common in Eretz Yisrael. You see it all the time. It all the time, especially now. Every shul, very often they have all the big stores, and they have showroom. They still have nowadays. And he has a gun, and he pops in for mincha all the time. Is there a problem to daven with a gun? So the pasha says yes. There's a problem. That's pasha lelachas shochan aruch sakin aruch abireish magula. Is the shaila of how to learn this. The Mishnah Berurah is mitzadeh that it's only usher if it's not. He brings on the Eli Rabbah that it's only usher if it's not mechuseh. If it's mechuseh, then it's not a problem. Mele, if it's a pistol or something like that, which is small, and you could just cover it over with your jacket, or the case was, should I give him a talis that he should daven and cover over the revolver which is in the back in his back of his pants? Yes, you should, because once it's covered, then it's not a problem. However, the standard soldier who's carrying an M16 or an Uzi is already halfway, but an M16 you're not covering over with your jacket. In such a case, what are you supposed to do? This is especially common by the Kreisel. By the Kreisel, they have what halachic status does the Kreisel have? Most of the place can understand. The Mani Rebbe Yashav has a shuva about also, where he talks about whether or not you can sand blast the Kreisel. He was asked, can you sand blast the Kreisel to take away the dirt? The first, if you look from the back, if you're standing in the back, you look at the height of the standard, about 6 feet. It's much darker. So he wanted to sand blast it, that it should be nice and clean. Meister Rabbi Yashav said that you shouldn't do that, even though Api Alacha Pashas is mutter. But he says that the Rechava Bechlal does have a din of Kedushas Beis Knesses. It doesn't have a din of Beis Amigdosh, but it has a din of Kedushas Beis Knesses. Kimdomani that he says over there, so in other times that they say that the Rechava, the standard area where they're, the front area, Lachara, where they always daven, that has a din of a Beis Knesses. The back area is just Arai. It's not used for, it's used on Shavuos, and it's used a few other times on Sukkot, but what? Chavir Shalir, which doesn't have a din of Kedushas Beis Knesses, but the Rechava at the beginning, where they ask you not to come in without putting on a yarmulke or kedema, that's this halacha actually over here, Bereish Magula. But these places, can you go with a gun? So the Ohr Lezion says in Echlam you can't. However, if it's a sakana to leave it outside, he says, then you're allowed to bring it inside. Reblaitan is, he says, Fakirat. He says, if you can't leave it outside, so don't come inside. The halacha is, you're not allowed to daven inside. You're not allowed to bring it inside. In him zone, then he takes shouldn't. The Tzitzeliazi wants to tie it. If you separate the bullets from the, you take off the magazine. You take off the magazine, that it's not attached, so now the it's not considered it's not something which could be Makatsu Yom HaShaladam. And therefore it's Mutter. I thought that was a Chiddush. Lamai said it's a Kli, which is made to be Makater Yom of Shalom, even at this exact point that it can't. But I saw somebody else, I think the Taka says that. Mr. Krells, he wanted to say that. That else is not going to have to separate it. The best thing to do is in Echonami to cover it over, and that would be the best possible life. And you can do it at the house also. If you want to dafka daven there, and you want to, however you're able to do that, that's the best. Somebody else could watch it outside. That's also.
Most people, the gun will say they're bringing it in just in case.
Yeah, in a Hanami. If it's a case where there it's a sakana not to bring it in. He always has to have it on him. So then that's a shaila of pikuach nefesh. The question is whether or not that's really the case. And if you could cover it over with your jacket, then lechera that should be for sure. That should be the best way. A soldier is not allowed to leave his gun outside. Absolutely not. There's no heter whatsoever. They will not. There'll be a court martial for that. They can't leave. They can leave it maybe with a different soldier. But to leave it outside, they can't. The question is, if it's considered a sakana to leave it outside, can they leave it inside? There are places that are makel lemaisa. Says you should not go into the shul b'reish megula. What's considered a reish megula? L'chari, you're not wearing covering your head. That means to bring in grayim for sure. Yesh l'tzadi that b'chlal you shouldn't be grayim should be brought in, but frayin, and that's why the kreisel be'etzem they have the yarmulkes there for the people that are coming inside. Really, you should cover your head. You should not let people. You're doing a birthright trip. In a Hanami, they should cover their head before they're coming into shul. What's the story with... I'm sorry, I realize how late it is. I'm going to leave the questions for later. What's the story? Somebody asked me to go around without shoes. Can you take your shoes off and walk around the Beis Medrash without shoes? Is that a problem? So there's a Bir Halacha over here that says, talking about walking around without a head covering, he says, Shuzel derech kalas reish lefnei amokim, ki leino lefmar yishchino. He says, even b'mokim shenogei lechaz kin lefnei sarim, even if it's not kalas reish, b'fnei sarim, it is b'fnei yishchino. Now, what's the story if it's something you would not do with Nei Sarim? How do you define what you're allowed to do in a shul? You wouldn't walk around the Chayr without shoes. So, I saw that we didn't find that in Mishabura. We found that that's the klal with regard to davening. How you walk in front of Sarim, that's how it is. We found Menageah to how you're allowed to daven Shmei Netzei. It has to be davening, it has to be how you walk in front of Anashim Gedolim. We did not find that with walking into a shul or walking into a Beis Medrash. The Mesillas Yesharim, I did find. Mesillas Yesharim does say, he says, anything that you wouldn't do, lo yidayish leinig behem kalas reish, ela sheinig behem kol mini kavod umar, b'chol min hagu b'chol b'leise, b'chol mashla yo'ese b'heichom el agad, ol yase behem. Anything you wouldn't do there, you shouldn't do there. You shouldn't do in a shul. I found the Reshbash also. This Reshbash, there was a big hack because the Arabs were saying, the Ishmaelim were saying, that what's with the Yidden? They walk into shuls with their shoes on. What a bizayin. So people saying that they shouldn't go into shuls, but they should. It is a bizayin. It's not a bizayin. It says the Reshbash, was one of the Rishenim. Son of the Tajbik, he says that it all depends on what the norms are. Societal norms are that you walk in with shoes, then to walk in without shoes is a bizayin. Besides, to walk in without shoes, then to walk in with shoes is a bizayin. It all depends. There's no klal and bechlal. And memela, it all depends on what the norm is. I don't know if it's best to be bizayin. The only thing that I did find that we have in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, that when you take off your shoes, when the Kohanim take off the shoes, they should put them underneath in a place that it shouldn't be Megula because it's a bizarre to have the shoes open. Now, it doesn't say that you should really take off your shoes as close as possible to the Aron. They shouldn't walk around without shoes. A lot of people take off their shoes b'chlal by the seat, stick it under the thing, and they walk. I don't know if there's an Indian not to. It is a little bit of a kalas. Maybe for a Talmud Chacham, maybe Mutar in a Beis Medrash. In a Beis Knesset, l'chor, it's maybe a little bit of more of a kalas. But a Beis Medrash can zayin that if it's a Bei Rabbanan, then L'chur mi'ikra adin shemi mutter. If it's looked at as a davar shabbi zayin, then one should not do that. Siv zayin, yochal arik boy, mavash yishashen bragler, shiyash sham gemi, shliyarik l'seichel, shim yarik l'seichel yanira. Spitting, l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sharatian, that any place where people are makpun to do that in their own houses, then memeila, you should not do that in a shul either. And that means that you could have two people standing next to each other, both doing the exact same thing. One person is also one person's mutter. If he does it in his house, he should. He's allowed to do it in shul. If he doesn't do it in his house, then he don't. The mice and nobody does it in their house. If it's on the floor, especially that we have balatud, we have tiled floors or carpet. Certainly, people are not doing it, and therefore, it's aser. The anything really that you want to do in your house is the same thing. There's a famous story from Reb Shimshon Pinkus. One time, he came home, took a cigarette, lit it, threw it on the floor and stamped it out with his foot. And somebody asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I was just in shul and I saw somebody do that. He took a cigarette and he threw it on the floor, and he says, L'chur, it's a tremendous kitrig on the person. A person want to do that in your house, how could he do that in a shul? Mamela, I'm doing it in my house. That shouldn't be a kitrig on the person. That's a b'chlal, a tremendous story. You see, that it's out there, then this person's never going to find out that this... It's after the Yid that did something that should be b'chlal, that it should be a zilzul b'chlal for the Yid himself. But certainly that's the way that anything you wouldn't do, leave around dirty tissues in a shul, you wouldn't do that in your house, don't do that in a shul. All these types of things, certainly not to throw things on the floor, all these types of things, anything you wouldn't do in a shul, in your house, don't do in a shul. B'chlal, with regard to this b'zayin, I think everybody across the board, I still haven't found one place that says that it's mutter to walk into a shul with your telephone, cell phone on ring. I haven't found anybody that says that. I found a lot of people say that it's mutter. I haven't found one person that says that it's mutter. It's a davar pashut. We're not even talking about, for sure, during davening, that you might be mivatel 150 people from davening when it rings. I was in shul this week. I was davening somewhere. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, three or four times it went off. The phones went off. There's no davar pashut. Whether you should leave it on vibrate, that I'm not getting into. Whatever. Every person should do what they feel is right. But to leave it on, that you could hear the ring, is davar pashut that it does. Tifches, titshal raglav, roi lekantik grin, shikarnas lespalav, roishli yalov, v'lo yabugadav, shum lichlach. Says Mishnah Berurah, you should be makpid that when you're going into shul, nothing to do with davening. If you go into shul, a beis alikenu, then you shouldn't have any dirt on your clothing. Tifches, kibud v'ribut, noyegim bahem kovid l'chabdan u'l'rabtson, You do whatever you could to make sure that it's clean. That means that the stuff on the floor, to pick it up is a mitzvah. To pick up, now you can cover it. You found the wrapper on the floor, to pick it up is a mitzvah. There are some people that say that, I saw brought down in Rav Loi Sefer, brings down from Menashe Klein, I think it is. Shout out to Mishnah Alokhis. And he says it's better not to get a goy to clean the shul. I know that in Eretz Yisrael maybe it's a lot easier. In America, a lot of places they use goyim. Even in Eretz Yisrael they use goyim a lot of places. But I think by the Kaisel, the Makbid maybe is. But Bechlal, that's the Kavanah Mokim. If you could, terrific. It's not Maker Adin. Certainly, if you have to pick things up on the floor, you definitely shouldn't throw things on the floor. Lighting candles. Noyin Lahalik Ben Neris Lachabdun. That's a big Indian of lighting candles. Some people say dafka, that it should be a fire. There's the beginning of in the Midrashim, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, to have candles, to have either oil or neris. And bachlal, there's an Indian of Ner Lamar, there's a big Indian to pay for that, and it's a mitzvah. And even if it's electric lachur, you have the same Indian of covered. When you have a place that's lit enough, I daven in the morning in a chassidish shul. And this morning was Zeitz Chanukah. Memela, Shlishi went for a tremendous amount. It was, but all the lights were on. All the lights that they put on in Shabbos Yom Tov, they were all on. All the extras, chandeliers, and all everything. It gives it a special color when you have the more lights that you have. That's it for that case, and that's the Indian in a shul. Ba'urim kibdu Hashem, as it says in the pasuk. Sif Yud Aleph. We already discussed tonight before, and we're not discussing now. That's Alocha. Of basic Knesset, which is Chariv, you're still allowed to be Noyeg Kalas Reish. What's the story with the caravans that we were discussing? You have caravan that is used for a shul for 5 years, and then it goes on to the next group of people that want to use the caravan. Does it have Kedusha? Are you allowed to use it for something else? You're allowed to use it for a school afterwards. It's ready to use for a shul. So the Bir Alachon just brings down, and interesting from the Rach, he says that the Rach learns that the din of Tanai means, what's Tanai? He says nobody learns this way in the Gemara, but the Rach learns the way in that Batik and Yeshia Shabbabavah that are Suyas Al Tanai means that they make a Tanai that as soon as you're finished using them, the Al Tanai and Asuyin, the Kol Shoshi Yirtzi Yachzal Kadmusai. Anytime that you want, it should go back that it shouldn't be a shul anymore. He says that's what Tanai means. We don't find anybody that's Choylik on the Rach, they don't learn that Pshat in the Gemara, but we don't find specifically that people that are Choylik on the Rach. The Bir Alacha earlier discusses such a case. He says, the Bach says that if your Tanai is, I want to use this caravan for as long as we need it as a shul. After that, I don't want to use it at all. So then you're allowed to use it for whatever you want afterwards. Says the Bir Alacha, however, he wants the Taina that in a case where you're being magbul the amount of time that you're going to be in this place, in Kenzan it doesn't have a din of Kedusha Beis HaKnesset Bechlal. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan brings down this halacha also. He's not ma'ir this nekuda of the Mishnah Berurah. It's mashma that you're allowed to do it like the Bach says. You're allowed to be matneh, that you only want it to be a shul for a certain amount of time. That would have been the simple etza out in the case of Rav Moshe that we said before, and it sounds like Rav Moshe also wanted like the Bir Alacha, that if afterwards it's not going to be a shul, then even right now it's not going to be, you can't have it that it should be a shul for for a certain amount of time, and then it should be paka. The last sif, this is I didn't come up with something clear in the sif. I'll tell you the truth, and it's extremely nergia. Yesh li zarm leshtamish barli shogabi beis hakneses tashmish kavur shoganai kain lishkav shom b'shar tashmishim is the stavik mutl leshtamishom chol ze dafka beis hakneses kavur avo bayish yichdu lekach shenivinu lebeis hakneses mutl leshkav alof. This is a halacha of sleeping or being mishtamish on top of a shul. This is extremely common. Extremely common. How do you have such a... What do you do in such a scenario where you have in the bottom here in Eretz Yisrael, very common in Miklat, they have a shul. Are you allowed to sleep on top of the shul? Are you allowed to... In the main Beis Medrash. In the main building of the Beis Medrash. You have dorm rooms on top of Batei Midrashim. You have all these different cases. Supposedly in Beis Yishai and Hanami, Uchaim said, the Chatzilah, when they're building the building, that they should not make any bathrooms or bedrooms on top of the shuls, and that's why the third and the fourth floor don't have any dorm rooms, and the third floor has bathrooms, and the fourth floor doesn't. It does have one in the corner, which is not used really. But then you have Beis Shalom, and they did the same thing, similar thing, that they're also the top floors are the Batei Midrashim, and then they turn the dining room into a Beis Medrash afterwards. So Meikra Din, it's mutter. Since it wasn't made for that, Lechatchila, Meikra Din, it's mutter. Even to sleep on top of it. Now, Lamaisa, the Ikar Adin that it sounds like is Asr, is sleeping on top of, like the Mishnah Berurah says, on the Makom of the Heichel. That's why in many places here in Eretz Yisrael, the Makom of the Heichel protrudes. It sticks out of the building, the Aron Kodesh. That way you won't do anything on top. Even if they start building on top of the shul, even if people are working on top of the shul, even whatever they're doing, you're never going to be on top of the Makom of the Heichel. That's the Rambam in Truvas Rambam, Perador, and that gets rid of the Ikar Adin. However, there's inyonim that are not Ikar Adin, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that even if you have a place which was not a shul lechatchila, and therefore it was only made into shul afterwards, so Ikar Adin, you're allowed to do what you want on top of it. Shemer nafsha yirchik me'enu. The Taz brings down that he used, when he would be tzirusoy, he says he lived in Krakow, and his shul, and his house was on top of the shul, and he says that he was nenash koshrei parvei b'misas banim. A few of his children were nifter, v'talisi hadavar bazeh, he says. He was tailor hadavar bazeh. The Knesset Gedolah says that he didn't see anybody that got out of it unscathed, he says. Either Rahman al-Islam, they lost their lives, they lost their panasar, they lost their mamash, all different types of things. So the question is, what are you supposed to do in such a case? You have a shul, a house, you have a miklat in a building that turns into a shul, and you have 30 people that are living on top of it. So there's two inyanim. One is brought down by the Taz. He says that b'chlal you have an inyan. If you have a dirty diaper on top of the shul, so then, or a bathroom on top of the shul, so then your tefillas, there's a hefsek between your tefillas and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The same way that if you have a dirty diaper between you and the chazim, you can't be mitzaref. So too between you and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now the Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah is mafakfik for that, and he says many achronim mafakfik. L'chor the minhag is not to be makbid. If it is to be makbid, then anytime they wanted to say tehillim or you daven in your house, you have to make sure that all your neighbors on top of you are not changing a dirty diaper or a mechulu. There's no garbage can on top of you. Lo shamanu that people are makbid, but you get to that. However, with regard to a Beis HaKnesses, yesh la'ayin, whether or not there's this inyan of sleeping even on the top, which is not of... Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that if a person is on top, then he should make sure that at least his bedroom is on the other side of the house. It shouldn't be on the top of the heichal. Some people put a aron on top of, in a place that they shouldn't be able to be mishtamish, that should be on top of the shul, even if the shul only came afterwards, me'ikar adin, it would be mutter to be there. But all these cases, b'makom atzerich, b'makom atzchak, some people say that if you put in a double floor, it could be if there's a floor, if you're on the third floor, the bottom floor is the shul, and then there's a floor that's empty, or not your floor, and then the third floor, then you're not considered on top of the shul. And that's also okay. Some people say if you make a double ceiling and a floor, reinforced, so that's kilu as of a double, that would also be fine. A person should ask, if he does have such a scenario, a person should just ask what the halacha should be, that he shouldn't come to. The Shevet HaLevi discusses such a case, and he says, together with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that you're the third floor, zikr, gamani mitzarf, that nothing lo yuna bai kol ra, it's a mitzvah, v'chulu, there's definitely, it's not so much that it's a problem. It's not so, just a person doesn't want to get into situations, we do know stories. I know stories of places that they had Sifrei Torah, they had shuls and mechulu and things that, all types of things happen. And therefore, one should better safe than sorry. Kedusha's basic Knesset is a real thing. As Revolver would say, he said, end up with a story. One time Revolver was in Europe, I think it was, and he was having a kenis, a sifa, of his alumni from Bar Yaakov, and he asked them, he says, if you had to sum up in one sentence or less all the nekuda of all the shmuzin that I gave when I was in Bar Yaakov, what would that be? This person said Bekoy, this person said Bekoy. The guy's there for 5 years. Sum up all the shmuzin in one sentence. I can either. He says, I'll tell you. You really want to know what it is? The story that I was trying to give over is that Ruchnius is no less of a Matthias than Gashmius. That was what I'm trying to give over. Ruchnius is no less of a Matthias than Gashmius. And that you see with Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. It's a real thing. It's real Ruchnius. You can feel it. It really has a... Certainly, the Chizuk of Limur Hilchus should stand in our well for us, that we should be Zeichet, to be Mechabed, the Bet HaKnesses, to write.